This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The need for an intellectual approach to the Dawah is something not new. 14th century scholar Ibn Taymiyyah said that there will come a time when we will need to revive the rational arguments of the Quran. In fact, he argued that there was no contradiction between sound reason and the Book of Allah. The Quran itself indicates the significance of this type of dawah, describing it as a great struggle, jihadan kabira. So do not obey those who reject the truth and strive against them with it, meaning the Quran, a great striving. Many scholars such as Ibn Hazm, Al-Alusi and others argued using the arguments of the Quran, engaging in dawah is the highest form of jihad. This was echoed by the student of Ibn Taymiyyah, describing it as the superior form of struggle. Why would our scholars emphasize this type of dawah? The wisdom, the hikmah is clear. Intellectual pursuits have transformed the world. The modern era pays testimony to their impact. Ideas are the lifeblood of civilization, and they begin the moment ink has been spilled. However, thoughts are not imprisoned on the paper they are written on. They penetrate the hearts and minds of people, subsequently changing their behavior. A cursory glance at the history of ideas is enough to show how powerful they are. If there is anything we have learned during the genocide in Gaza, is that ideas can kill. Looking at the history of ideologies that have impacted our community and the entire world, ideas such as Darwinism, liberalism, secularism, postmodernism, atheism, and Zionism, they all started as an idea. And they were all supported and funded by people who believed in them. Take the pandemic of apostasy in the West as an example. Pew Research, a reputable, non-partisan fact tank, concluded that in the US, Islam gains about as many converts as it loses. No matter how many people embrace Islam, people will always be affected by the dominant ideology. The point here is, bad ideas can only be overcome by good ideas. This is why we need Sapience Institute to not only challenge these bad ideas, but to share and defend the greatest idea, Islam. However, ideas take time to develop and filter down to the general population. They require inspired minds and liberated hearts to share them to all levels of society. In the perennial war of ideas, they also require defending. Sapience Institute was created to dedicate itself to courageously and intellectually share Islam and to defend its message, with a focus on supporting, developing, and creating individuals and organizations to engage in this vital work. In just under 4 years, we have trained over 40,000 people and defended and shared Islam to millions around the world. Now is the time to take this dawah to the next level. We aim to double our efforts, and we need you to donate to this unique, important, rewardable, and transformative work. Alhamdulillah, so far in this blessed month, we have had over 1,250 people become defenders, and our target is 2,000. Become one of the defenders. We are asking you to donate just £10 per month to help us continue and expand our work. Become a defender, go to the link in the description below and donate now. Every donor will receive a free signed ebook of our new publication written by me, Loving the Most Loving, 7 Reasons Why Allah is Worthy of Our Utmost Love.